NewStudentLoans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, July the 24th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. We've got a lot to do today. Tony Morrell will join us, 8:05. The Gamecocks will open up practice next week. We'll get some thoughts from him about the some of the position battles that will be going on and some of the storylines to follow when practice opens next week. We can talk about the ACC poll that ACC football poll that was so kind of the ACC to release yesterday. That was really, really nice to get that out. But Clemson, the overwhelming favorite to win the ACC. We got that out yesterday. We'll tell you about some of that stuff. Dabo Swinney was on ESPN most of the day yesterday on all their different formats and had some thoughts coming out of that. Get that to you. Ohio State has fired their wide receiver coach. We'll tell you why. Kind of interesting time to do that. Tim Tebow, season-ending surgery. His minor league baseball year is over. We'll tell you about that. LeBron James Jr. visits Duke on an unofficial visit. We'll tell you what that could mean a little bit later on. Ryan Lechte's back at it, just being a total maybe chlorine head is maybe the best way to put that for you. Sorry for you non-swimmers out there, or for you swimmers out there. Major League Baseball last night, Braves win. Boston wins. Yankees lose again. That's tough right now. Philly loses. So the Braves and Philly are tied atop the National League East. And Boston is 6 games up on the Yankees now. Kind of concerning there. And our app, by the way, we hadn't had an app. This is someone wasn't associated with us. We've been told to direct people to WCCPFM.com. So you can listen in there. You can listen in and save it on your phone. I think you can even save it as an app maybe on your phone, do that kind of stuff. And finally, the news that came out yesterday, something that we have known for a while now about her battling her illness. And then we were alerted on Sunday that the end was near, as hospice had been called in. But former women's basketball superstar and Clemson athletics legend Barbara Kennedy Dixon passed away yesterday battling cancer. She was 58 years old, 2-time All-American, 3-time first-team All-ACC selection, 2-time All-Tournament ACC MVP. She went on to serve 31 years as an administrator and a coach at Clemson, inducted into the Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame in 89, the Ring of Honor in 2000. She has so many records. Nearly 40 years after she played, she still holds the ACC and Clemson career records for career points and career rebounds and field goals made and field goals attempted. First ever to score the inaugural points in the inaugural NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. And holds the Clemson and ACC single records for points per game, field goals made, field goal attempts, rebounds per game, all achieved in the 81-82 season, and All-American in 81 and in 82 as well. So our thoughts and prayers go. I know her husband and her children, and thoughts and prayers certainly go out to, I always called her B, for Barbara, and beautiful lady, talented lady, obviously on the court, singing voice, and just had a lot of grace, and certainly want to wish her and her family and her friends our condolences here on the show. A lot to do today. The producer back in the chair, back in the seat, the oar that stirs the pot, Mr. Oar 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, the gentleman that is awesome at producing this show and so many other things out there, so many other shows out there. The guy just continues to do it all across the board, Zach Oar. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey. How are we doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How about you?
Not too bad. Yeah. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Tell me, what did you do yesterday?
Yesterday, just kind of readjusted. Did Brad show yesterday? Had a little fun. Probably going to do that again this morning. And I went home, saw the pup, did a little cleaning up of the house, a little gardening, all that kind of stuff.
Gardening?
Yeah. We have a couple of vegetable plants that we're trying to bring back from the brink.
What kind of vegetables?
Peppers, tomatoes, lettuce, and peas.
Nice. Very nice. Did you get your sea legs back underneath you?
Barely. I went to bed at 7:45 last night.
You only beat us by about 30 minutes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's our normal time, man.
Jeez.
My dad called last night at like 8:45. I'm like, dude, we're in the bed. What are you doing? He's like, I didn't know. Yeah, we go to bed early.
No, I was ridiculously tired.
How much longer do you think? Got a little jet lag going on.
Yeah, I think we'll be good by this afternoon.
I talked to my sister yesterday. They were out in California for a few days, and United Airlines screwed them over too with all kinds. I didn't know United was that bad.
Yeah, I will not be flying United Airlines again.
I didn't realize. I don't fly a lot. I didn't realize that.
So that was unfortunate.
I need to find out where my Houston and my Boston flights are. I hope it or not. They're with United, I'm sure. They got some flight attendant didn't show up for work.
Really?
And they couldn't find one.
Fantastic.
And so they had to spend a night in Houston or something.
Ugh.
Like, what?
Ugh.
Like, just awful, awful times there. How long do you think it'd be before you'll be back to your normal 100% busting the hinges off the door to get in here? So
yeah, we're feeling pretty good this morning so far.
Good.
So we'll probably be full bore today, and hopefully we'll be all systems go tomorrow.
Nice, man. Yeah. Nice. Glad to hear that. Did you watch any of the ESPN Dabo Swinney stuff yesterday?
I watched his first take interview when I was doing the second show.
Yeah.
And that was it. That's all I had the opportunity to watch yesterday.
Is that the one, these shows, they've got so many of them on there now. Is that the one where the lady and the two men are on there?
Yes.
And they talked about, she was a big fan or whatever?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the lady, I don't remember her name, Stephen A. and Max Kellerman, but they were both out.
Yeah.
So Dabo got the B team and handled it graciously, as he would always do.
I saw that one, and that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit. What's on tap for segment two, by the way?
ACC schedule or ACC rankings.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I will tell you that if you've not seen those came out yesterday. Clemson is an overwhelming favorite. So
big surprise. Huge surprise.
Huge surprise there. We'll talk about that. As this certainly as the show goes on. I will tell you this though, that was one of my main topics, and we'll get more into it later. The lady was awesome, and she made a point that I talk about all the time. She said, "You know what, Dabo, like, I just like you. Like, what is it? How are you so likable?" And Dabo made a good point. And he goes, "Well, like," he said, "what would your player say?" Everybody said, "Well, I hope the same thing you said, how I like, well, whatever." But, and she talked about how, you know what, it's a different time and a different place. And coaching now is different than Vince Lombardi and those guys just browbeating you. And she didn't make that point, that's my point. But, you know, watching Bear Bryant out there with Junction boys and just no water and just killing you out there in the practice field, that kind of stuff. So, you know, obviously a different world there. But she talked about how, you know what, how do you do it? How do you, he goes, "Well, I'm just myself. I'm very comfortable with who I am, and I know what I am, I know what I'm not, and I try to be that." And you know what, it's refreshing to see it. I think we see it not as often as you think you would at that level. You're thinking that the most successful people in the world who are on your television screen more than any other people on the world would have that. There's some of it, though, you just don't get. And it will be interesting to see Nick Saban and then Saban does it in a different way. One thing, there's a, like, the older I get, the more I realize there's more than one way to do a lot of things. And there's a lot of successful people who've chosen different paths to get there and different styles to do that. So managerial skills or just leadership skills, there's more than one way to certainly do that. But I look around and I just see guys that it's obvious. So I got on Butch Jones all the time. It was obvious that Butch Jones was never comfortable in his own skin at University of Tennessee and was always trying to be something that naturally he wasn't. And that's why it wasn't a good fit at Tennessee. And I don't know if that was the case at Central Michigan or Cincinnati and all those other places he had been. But at Tennessee, that was not the case. I don't know enough about Pruitt at Tennessee yet, but and we'll see if Dan Mullen can do that. Mullen strikes me kind of a – anyway, but there's a certain guys who just feel like you look at them and go, that man or that woman, they are very comfortable, A, in their own skin, and B, in that role, in that position. And not just necessarily meaning in front of a camera or behind a microphone, but just in who they are. They just got that it factor about them, and Dabo seemingly has that. Now, we're biased here in Clemson, but I think the country sees that. It's like that we're not. That's not a regional thing here. That's not a local thing here. The guy just comes across as a likable cat. I know this. I know there's some Gamecock fans. My cousin all think that he's a liar and a cheater and a phony and a fake. You and I know him well enough to know that I believe he's about as genuine and about as sincere guys I've ever met. And you know, we're lucky that we get to see him coach little league baseball teams around here, and we get to see him drop by gas stations and come on our air and say thank you for supporting him and all that stuff. Or I see him on the driving range or something, you know, once or twice a year and see him. But that's just who he is.
How's he hitting him?
I hadn't seen him in a year, but on the golf course at least.
So probably not good then.
He's a good athlete. He's got good hand-eye coordination. But, you know, it's golf just takes so much time, so much practice and energy. But the guy at Noon Basketball, that's who he is. And the other part of why it's so doggone refreshing, you know, some people just, who they are is who they are, do you get it? And we'll do a little text thing today about people that are, you could tell, are extremely comfortable in their own skin. But the other thing is the combination of
maybe
that.
A little rapid fire poll question.
Yeah, I love it. But the other part of that is, too, is who he is a big part of the equation. And who he is this extremely optimistic cat that in a world today, man, if you pay attention, and I did this after I turned off the ESPN show yesterday, I turned over and I watched Fox and I watched CNN for about 30 minutes apiece. And then later on, I watched Dr. Phil and later on, I watched Dr. Oz and I watched The View and I watched The Chew or whatever. And I mean, just flipping around, just kind of seeing a microcosm of what's going on in the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it is so refreshing to see optimism. You know it. You got friends of yours that when the phone rings or when that text comes through, you're like, I can't take this one. I just like, you know, there's two kinds of people in the room. One that the room lights up when you walk in, the other one when the room lights up when you walk out.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, in today's world, where it sells to talk about the plane crash or the Gaza Strip or I watched Israeli Prime Minister yesterday talked about Hamas sending these fiery balloons over to a kindergarten playground. I mean, that's news, you know. But in the world of all that out there, it's so refreshing to be around and to listen and to follow a guy that means he's got a choice. And his choice is, I'm going to be happy about today. I like what I'm doing today. I like who I'm hanging around today. I love my job. I love the people I'm with. And I want to try to make some sort of positive difference. And, you know, we know it. We get our phone calls here, our text here, our emails here. We get those. Got people here at the office, people here that, you know what, can't wait to be around them or can't wait to get away from them every single day. And it is extremely refreshing as the most important, you know, sports figure here at Clemson for it to be Dabo Swinney to be that kind of attitude. Make sense?
It makes a ton of sense, and it's always a pleasure to see him handle himself in such ways, especially on, you know, what do they call it, the car wash day of ESPN.
Yeah.
It brings you, you know, pride and a sense of almost self-pride, actually, because, you know, you obviously have a vested interest in the university and what it represents, and he is the face of that when he's on those programs. So it's just really enjoyable to see him make the rounds, and you couldn't be prouder to have that guy out there.
Chad in Tempe, Arizona, listening this morning. Now, man, it's got to be, what time is it in Tempe, Arizona right now? Or 2 hours behind?
Three or two?
I think they're two. Could be wrong. 6:19 in the morning, Chad. He says, do you think that ESPN's less biased against Clemson in recent years because of Dabo? First, I don't think they're ever really biased towards Clemson. But I think that, yeah, I think this, and we'll ask Philpott this one day. Might get him on the phone later today and ask him this. When an ESPN broadcast crew gets a Clemson game, isn't that more fun than doing a North Carolina game or doing a Georgia Tech game or doing a Tennessee game or doing a Florida game? Isn't it more fun? Like, you know, you get to go to a good stadium and a good, you know, great team and a really interesting coach. You get Venables too. And the product's fun. You know what? The branding of the offense is high-flying. Frisbee catching dogs and touch the rock, run down the hill, get to be around Dabo and Brent Venables and those guys. Isn't that fun? I would think, man, if I've got that assignment this week, and then next week I get to go do the Tennessee-Vanderbilt game, and I'm like, eh. This week you get Tennessee-Vanderbilt, you get Clemson-Georgia Tech. Okay. Now, I'm biased, but wouldn't that make a little sense?
It makes a ton of sense.
I would hope.
Ton of sense.
I would hope, brother. I would hope. Anyway, can't wait for segment two. Speaking of football, we got some college football polls that are out. Can't wait.
Big things to discuss.
Yes. Looking forward to it. Nice of the ACC to count the votes, finally.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Obviously, I listened to the 6-9 show yesterday where you were on them. I mean, you were hollering about it for 3 hours.
Well, they went to Outer Banks, hung out for a while, came back in and got around the old card table and counted it all out. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, this weekend could be the perfect weekend to get your Reed's Jewelers in the Haywood Mall. It's a big day. Wally Odom and his staff invite you to maximize your diamond buying experience. Upgrade her diamond with a trade-in for something new. You can restyle her diamond with Reed's Jewelers remount special, or perhaps you could take advantage of an unmounted diamond that could be placed in a unique setting. When it comes to Reed's Jewelers, you'll see the extensive and affordable collection of diamonds. It's very simple. Been a big fan of Reed's Jewelers for years. I encourage you to do the same. You can rest assured my friend Wally Odom and his team of the Diamond Associates will take care of you this weekend, Friday and Saturday. It's our Diamond Design Show at Reed's Jewelers in the middle of the Haywood Mall, right next to Belt, right in the middle of all, or online at Reed's.com, REEDS.com. Segment two, right after this.
South Carolina homeowners, now is the perfect time to get a home equity line from State Credit Union. With an interest rate of just 2.9% APR for the first year, you can use the equity in your home to finance home improvements, higher education, or to consolidate your debt. And for a limited time, there are no closing costs. For more information, visit our website today at scscu.com/equity. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want, because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets, because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Now is the time to buy with sweet rebates on 2018 Escape, Edge, or Explorer. $1,000 rebate and 0% financing for 72 months. Ford SUVs are capable, convenient, and versatile. And now you can own a 2018 Escape, Edge, or Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months with approved credit and $1,000 rebate. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in 6 models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawn mowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
We can do anything we want.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Mess around. I kept telling during the break, Zach, that was run around. It's mess around. Gotta do the mess around. You ever done the mess around?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Everybody's doing the mess around.
I guess so. I'm missing out.
You gotta listen to see what the mess around is. Mess around. Hey, Greg Wells. I met with Greg a couple weeks ago, and I learned so much about what he does, and you know, the estate planning and college planning, retirement income planning, and Social Security maximization planning, and insurance solutions and investments. But one of the things I learned, because I've heard Walt talk about him now for a couple of years, but I learned about the advantage of an independent advisor. And one of those is that in the investments, you know, a lot of people can do the stocks and the bonds and the mutual funds, and you get that sometimes the big box stuff. But he can also do alternative investments, and that is investing in properties, investing in, you know, apartment buildings here locally or nationally, internationally, investing in different kinds of alternative investments that many times have a much higher yield. It is an advantage that the Clemson 1990 graduate has at Kiwi Financial Group. Greg Wells can certainly help you out. He says we're on a mission to have a positive influence on our clients' lives, and he's doing that. No matter who you are, first, everyone needs to save. Well, I can't afford to. No, you can't afford not to. Just a little bit. Secondly, at every point in life, there's different types of savings. You know, to your retirement stuff or your, like I said, your college planning for your children or your grandchildren, your estate planning, you know, for life insurance or health insurance or medical supplements or disability, you've got all that. Or maybe you don't know about when to take Social Security. That's a big deal. Let Greg Wells, the Kiwi Financial Group, take care of it for you. 402 Pendleton Street in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. 654-5043. Very easy to remember, too. KiwiFG.com. KiwiFG.com. Segment number two with Mr. Zach Orr.
The 2018 ACC football preseason poll was finally released yesterday, Mickey Plyler, just after noon. We missed it by a couple of hours there, but that's okay. Maybe they'll release some stuff in the morning. We used to be morning people in this country, but now everybody wakes up in the afternoon. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Of course, as you had hinted at very subtly, Clemson is the overwhelming favorite, not only in the Atlantic Division, but in the entire conference overall. Clemson receiving 145 first-place votes in the Atlantic Division, 1,031 points overall in terms of voting points. Florida State coming in at number two with one first-place vote. NC State, number three, with two first-place votes. They had 712 points compared to 789. I'm not quite sure how the points system works, but if you know, I would love to hear that explanation.
In that case, Florida State, even though they got one plus first-place votes rather than two for NC State, they got more second- and third-place votes. NC State got a couple votes lower down.
So we're averaging out. I like
right,
it.
Right, right.
Boston College comes in at four on this list, which may be a little low for your liking. You're big on Boston College so far this offseason. We'll see if that carries over into the regular season. Louisville at number five with 422. Wake Forest, 413 at six. And rounding out the bottom of the Atlantic is Syracuse at 232. Any surprises in the Atlantic Division for you on Mickey Plowler?
Not really. Well, surprised that the margin. 148 people voted in this poll. 145 pick Clemson. You got to think that there's Florida media, there's North Carolina media, there's Massachusetts or Kentucky media or New York media that might have picked somebody else. We did that in the Coastal Division. But Clemson's the overwhelming favorite there. But, you know, you think maybe the Tallahassee Democrat guy, man, or someone's covering Knowles.com or whatever, you know, that they'd have a few more of Florida State votes in there. The second part of it is that NC State, Boston College, Louisville, Wake Forest. I'm not sure there's a touchdown difference in those two, but there's a big difference in the points of NC State to Wake Forest, 3-6. Pretty wide spread there. I thought that would have been closer because I think Wake Forest is better than sixth. Matter of fact, I'm not sure that Wake Forest and Boston College aren't better than NC State and Louisville. We'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that had to do with their schedule and those kind of things. We'll find out about a lot of those teams. But the biggest is the margin that
astonishing.
145 out of 148 people say Clemson's going to win the Atlantic.
No pressure, though, right?
Yeah, but you want pressure, man. I heard Kirby Smart talk about that the other day. Man, you want pressure.
Why do you want pressure? Why do you invite pressure?
Because this is what you don't go to school. If you didn't want pressure, then you should have gone to New Mexico. You should go coach down at Louisiana Tech, where, you know what, you win fine, you lose fine. This is what you want. I mean, there's no pressure at Syracuse right now. Would you rather Syracuse or Clemson? So you this is what you strive for. This is you're a competitor. You say you put yourself in these positions. And this is what you'd rather have. That you'd rather have the target on your back. This is what you're looking for. This is what people are talking about. You know.
I mean, I'm with you.
All right.
The Coastal Division is going to be a little bit different than last year, but probably more of the same. Miami coming at first place with 122 first place votes. Another huge distance between first and second place. In terms of first place votes, because you have Virginia Tech comes in at number two with 16 first place votes. So 122 to 16, the preseason poll predicting another a rematch of Miami and Clemson in the ACC championship game in Charlotte. Georgia Tech at number three with 8 first place votes at 654 points compared to Virginia Tech's 838. There's a large distance between two and three. Duke getting their yearly one first place vote for some reason at number four. Pitt at five. North Carolina with a first-place vote at six, and Virginia at number seven. Thoughts on the Coastal Division rankings?
More like we said with that other one is in the Atlantic, is that the Daily Tar Heel voted, obviously,
yep.
And Blue Devil Online voted.
Mm-hmm.
And you had some folks down with Atlanta Journal-Constitution vote for Georgia Tech. Now, I'm surprised that the margin was as wide there as well. I'm surprised Virginia Tech second. Of course, I just don't know who the second place team would be right now. I might would vote Georgia Tech second.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
They've got more returning starters coming in and all that kind of stuff there too. But I don't think there's a touchdown difference between Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, Duke, Pittsburgh, North Carolina, and Virginia.
Well, coming through all that.
Is Miami that much better than the rest of this division?
I think they are. I think they have, put it this way, they have less question marks. Because when I look at Virginia Tech, now don't get me wrong, Miami has question marks. And Miami has more question marks than Clemson. You know, Miami has to replace their leading two receivers from last year. And Miami has to do something with the passing game. That Rozier is, I just don't trust him back there. I saw the end of the season last year, and I just don't trust him back there. Didn't trust him in the Pittsburgh game, the Clemson game, or the Wisconsin game. They're on a three-game losing streak. You know, for all the great things they did earlier in the year, and the great win against Virginia Tech, the great win against Notre Dame, the blowout win against Notre Dame, and the nice win against Florida State and all this stuff, they're on a three-game losing streak right now. So there are question marks, certainly question marks there. Defensive line's a little bit of a question mark. They got to replace three starters there. But the point is that there's fewer question marks with Miami. I mean, Virginia Tech, you've got to replace an awful lot on the defensive side of the ball. Some NFL defenders over there. I'm not sure you recruit all that great. I like Duke. Duke's got a bunch of starters, including Daniel Jones coming back, but there's still question marks there. I think North Carolina's going to be better, but there's still question marks there at playmakers. And to me, you know, Pittsburgh, I think there's too many question marks there. Virginia's not ready. To me, Georgia Tech's got more answers, especially on offense with eight returning starters. But yeah, Miami has more answers than anybody else. So I think Miami will be an overwhelming favorite. How about the overall championship votes?
The overall championship votes. Clemson received 139 of them out of 148 ballots that were submitted. The other ballots went to Miami with a distant second of 5 first-place votes to win the whole conference. NC State received 2. Florida State and Virginia Tech each had 1 apiece.
Who's voting for Virginia Tech to win the whole thing?
I don't know. Somebody up there at the Roanoke Independent, something like that.
What would make someone...
The Blacksburg Mail.
Yeah. What would make someone from the Raleigh News and Observer think that NC State, that you could lose...
your entire defensive line?
Yeah. Bradley Chubb and B.J. Hill and Moore and Fernandez and Street and all that. You could lose all those guys. You could lose your best, very best player in Jalen Samuels. Naheem Himes, you could lose him. And you're gonna win the ACC this year? I don't know, man. A lot of question marks coming out of that. I don't know if I've ever seen. Now, we've seen some dominant ACC teams. Bobby Bowden had some dominant ACC teams. And I need to go back and look at it. I'm not well-versed as far as the preseason polls are concerned. But, man, that's a wide margin. You know, 148 people that voted, 139 think Clemson's going to win the ACC.
139. Is that too many people? Is that is that overconfidence in this team? Or is it really just...
I mean, really, I think Clemson would be at least... Well, right now we know this. They're a double-digit favorite against everybody in the division.
Yeah.
And perhaps a double-digit favorite against Miami. Right?
Yeah. I mean, they would have
Trevor
to
Lawrence
be.
Slinger.
mama. I mean, by December, you might think that might be the case, yeah?
No, I think Clemson, Farrell and Lawrence and Wilkins and Bryant and Joseph and Lamar and Travion Mullen and A.J. Terrell, I mean, who's got a better close to that on defense? Nobody.
No, I'm with you. You return all those guys on defense. You add a couple of five-star bookends. You return a quarterback, as of now, who took you to the college football playoff. You have all kinds of deep talent on this team. There's no reason not to take him.
You know what you have as well is you have big game experience and you have big game preparation experience. Now, I'm going to mention this for two reasons. Let's look at the end of the season last year. Was Alabama prepared to play Clemson?
Yes.
Looked that way to me. Is Alabama prepared to play in big games? It looked that way to me.
Yes.
Was Miami prepared to play Clemson? Were they ready for the prime time? Were they ready for that spotlight on them? Remind you of this, that Miami going into the end of the season, going up to Pittsburgh on a Friday, Miami was ranked second in the country. Was Miami ready for big games that they faced?
No.
South Carolina last year had two major crowds at their games. They had a night game against Kentucky early. Remember, they beat NC State and they beat Missouri. And they were 2-0 coming back home. And they had a terrific crowd on a night game. And Tony Morrell talks about this.
Mm-hmm.
The other big home game of the year for them was the Clemson game. Night game. The nation's number 4 team was coming to town at the time. Was South Carolina prepared for those two big football games?
No.
Did they? Or was the moment too big for them?
The moment seemed to get a little too big for them.
And then I look at Clemson, and they didn't play well in New Orleans last year. But I look back at the national championship game the year before, the Fiesta Bowl, the national championship before that, the Orange Bowl, the ACC championship games, the big games. Last year going to Louisville where they were ranked 14th. Last year hosting Auburn is ranked 13th. Hosting or going to Virginia Tech is ranked 12th. Going to NC State, who's 20th. ACC championship game, Miami was 7th. Beating Louisville, hosting Louisville, who's 3rd the year before. Going to Tallahassee. Those kind of games. The Notre Dame game from the year before. This senior class, time and time and time again, has played in big football games. And the moment doesn't seem like it's ever too big for them, right? Does that make sense? That the moment is too big for some teams. They're not ready for that primetime spotlight yet. And no doubt. A lot of fun watching that program do that, for sure. Segment two was good, buddy. I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed it more than you enjoyed it.
No, don't. Please, don't patronize me, buddy. We'll take us for our next break. All those numbers brought to you by University Cottages, universitycottages.com. Hey, you're still looking for that great place to live. They still have a vacancy or two. Ask about it. 10-month leases. Ask about their specials right now. I know one thing, that you can go spend $700, $800, and $900 a month on one of these brand new apartments, or you can call University Cottages and get just as good. Get a, on the cat bus, get the safety features, get the pet friendly, get the resort style pool, get the doggy part, get all of it. And you can do that with our great friends at University Cottages, universitycottages.com. The number you really need to remember is 784-3400, 784-3400. We'll come back. We'll continue that thought about being comfortable in big games. I do it in golf tournaments all the time, Zach. Go out and play with my buddies, comfortable. Go out and play in a U.S. Senior Open qualifier, not comfortable.
Stakes rise a little bit.
But double the first two holes.
Hey, but you bat it back.
I tried. It's true. You saw Kevin Kisner this weekend.
Yep.
First three rounds, comfortable. Last round, not comfortable. Jordan Spieth, not comfortable. Francisco Molinari, he was comfortable. We'll talk about that comfort zone. You come back more after this. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially under construction. This condo hotel offers a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. It has 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units on Lake Hartwell right across from Death Valley. You can use your condo whenever you want or rent it to other Tiger fans when you're away. You better hurry, though. These condos are selling fast. Prices start in the mid-200s and financing is available. For more information, go see my friend Taj Boyd at their sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
This is Terry Wyatt with Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
At Ag South, we offer low fixed-rate loans for real estate, livestock, farm improvements, or construction.
If you need to purchase a home, whether in town or in the country, or just refinance your existing mortgage, give me a call.
At Ag South, we care about our customers, and we will communicate with you every step of the way, from application to closing and beyond.
So for your lending needs, no matter how big or small, call us at 864-226-8507.
Equal housing lender. NMLS number 619788.
Summer's here, so before you put those toes in the water, the Pendleton Tire Company wants to make sure your tires are ready. The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Ride summer event's going on right now through July 31st at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase 4 qualifying Cooper tires and get up to a $100 Visa prepaid card after submission. So come on by and see Joey Welburn and Zach Garrison, or give them a call today at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Tri-County Technical College, is assisting with the recruitment and training for RBC Aerostructures. RBC Aerostructures will be accepting applications at their job fair located at the Shaver Complex in Seneca on Tuesday, July 31st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. For a full list of potential employment opportunities and to apply online today, visit sctechjobs.com or attend the job fair July 31st. RBC Aerostructures is an equal opportunity employer.
Get your perfect car for your best summer yet right now at Anderson Ford during their summer clearance event now through July 30th. These deals won't last long on hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you could be driving home in your car today. Open daily till 8, 6 on Sunday. It's the summer clearance sales event going on right now at Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard, a few miles east of I-85 at exit 19. Ride in style this summer from Anderson Ford.
Back to school, back to Target. This is the year you go the extra style. With looks from Cat and Jack, Umbro, C9, and more. If your kids want to be it, you can theme it. Overalls for art lovers. Next level tees for gamers. Sporty looks for first day goals. Unicorn hoodies to astronaut socks. Your kids can rock it from head to toe. Target has back to school covered. Now save $5 when you spend $25 on kids apparel at Target. Restrictions may apply. Offer valid through Saturday.
Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon.
Notice I'm clapping along right now. Because I'm in a good mood. I've always liked that song, Zach. We need more songs about being happy. I watched a Barbara Kennedy Dixon speech last night. The late Barbara Kennedy Dixon, 58 years old, man, taken way too young. I watched her speech last night about how, man, don't stress. Just enjoy life. Don't surround yourself with stressors. Get rid of the toxicity in your life. You know what I'm saying to you? That's why I hang around you, buddy. Just want to have good, positive vibes. Little Pollyanna over here, you know?
Pollyanna.
You ever seen the movie Life of Pi?
Is that the one with the kid in the boat and the tiger?
Yeah.
Yeah. I read the book, actually. I didn't see the movie.
Hey, I don't want to give away the end. Yeah, you know, story about this tiger and hyena.
I read the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the things like you get choices. You could look at it that there was a cannibal on your boat, or you can kind of tell this unbelievable story that there was a tiger on your boat. So you got a choice, man. Let's be positive and have fun and enjoy what we've got, because we're reminded of it yesterday at the age of 58, Barbara Kennedy taken from us. Got so little time here. Just enjoy every single day. Life is so good. God's so good to us, and so just unbelievable what we're given, the opportunities that we're given. So let's enjoy that, man. Anyway, I want to get to a couple of texts here. Austin from Landrum on our health care text line, 986-1566.
Good morning, Austin.
Says, tell me why Missouri's getting written off by so many, returning 10 of 11 starters on offense, plus Drew Lock. could be a sneaky East contender. Hey, you know, they've won it twice now. They won it back in 2013, 2014. They've won it more times recently than Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and Kentucky. In the last 5 years, they've won the SEC East as much as anybody else. But why are we writing them off? And look, he makes a good point. It's an offense last year that averaged over 500 yards a game. An offense last year that averaged 37.5 yards per game. Crockett last year only had 481 yards. He had to be hurt last year. The Witter kid had over 1,000. He's gone. The leading receiver, Jamon Moore, is gone. But Drew Locke's a good quarterback. Senior year, 6'4", 225. Bunch of starters on offense. Defensively is the problem. Last year gave up over 414 yards a game, gave up 31.8 points a game. The main thing there is, yeah, they were 7-6. I get it. But let's look at their 7 wins compared to their 6 losses. Mr. Orr, 24. Oh, by the way, you give him credit because they won their last 6 regular season games. Mr. Orr, 24. Their losses aren't, for the most part, their losses aren't bad losses. Okay? South Carolina beat them 31-13, and it wasn't great. They did outgain South Carolina, but they turned it over like crazy and went to that was a home, and the Gamecocks had a couple big turnovers. Anyway, didn't win that game, didn't look good. That wasn't a great loss for them. Purdue beat them 35-3. That's a bad loss score-wise, but Purdue wasn't a bad team.
Sure.
Auburn beat them 51-14. Kentucky beat them 40-34 at Kentucky. Georgia beat them 53-28. Defense wasn't very good. And in the bowl game, Texas beat them 33-16. So their losses weren't – they're not a team – every one of those teams went to a bowl game last year. It's not like they lost to any really bad teams last year. The problem is, who'd you beat? You ready?
I am.
They beat Missouri State to start the season out, 72-43. And in that one had 815 yards. They lost again, lost to South Carolina, Purdue, Auburn, Kentucky, Georgia, all back-to-back. They end the regular season with all wins. But you beat Idaho. You won at Connecticut. You beat a bad Florida team. You beat a bad Tennessee team. You beat a bad Vanderbilt team. You beat a bad Arkansas team. So the reason you're writing them off right now is because the last time they beat a good football, the year before your wins, were Eastern Michigan, Delaware State, Vanderbilt, and Arkansas. The last time Missouri beat a ranked team, they beat South Carolina in Columbia 21-20 in 2014. They have lost their last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Lost their last 7 games against ranked teams. Just hadn't really beat anybody. So, are you writing Missouri off as an East contender? Georgia's just better than Missouri.
I think Georgia's significantly better than Missouri. I don't think they play enough defense in Missouri to seriously contend. They have a great offense. They have a quarterback returning who's been phenomenal for them. But it's not in the cards for me.
Finally, Austin, I'll tell you this. On their crossover game for the West, Arkansas home is their permanent rival. I get it. At Alabama. So, you can just get, that's another conference loss. That's just not good. Here's an interesting text, healthcare text on 986-1566. Text said, early on in Dabo's career at Clemson, several games seemed like the moment was too big for the team, but Dabo found a way to start getting his guys prepared, not only physically for the game, but mentally. And that's a credit to Dabo and his coaching staff. And I feel like that we've got to give Muschamp more time to do the same thing at South Carolina. I get that. You know how... It is a mental situation, too. We can agree upon that, Zach. That it is about the preparation, the mental preparation for it. But you know how you get mentally tougher? You sign Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence. You sign Vic Beasley and Grady Jarrett. You sign Deshaun Watson and Mike Williams. You know? You sign great players. And great players make great plays at the end of games to win games. That... Then the mental toughness you get in these close games. Then a Marcus Edmonds makes, you know, makes a play or two, an NC State play and a Louisville play. But it starts with having just great players. That if you ever notice, like Alabama, how mentally tough they are, well, you know what? They're better than you. And after over the 60 minutes of a football game, it's going to play out that they're probably better than you, even though you might jump out to a little lead on them. But as the game wears on, they're going to be better than you. So mentally tough, yeah, it's important. How do you get it? There's some debate about that. Main reason is, anyways, hey, just go get better players.
I don't know if it's fair to compare Muschamp and Dabo there. Muschamp's had experience with other head coaching jobs. How much more slack do you give a guy like Muschamp compared to Dabo? Where Dabo is technically in his first head coaching job still.
Right. How much of the Florida stuff you hold against him? I don't know. I think Muschamp's still growing through all that. I mean, if you know, you want to talk about like mentally tough, you can say it. I mean, South Carolina, it wasn't on the big stage last year, but South Carolina was more mentally tough than NC State.
Sure.
NC State outgained him last year 504 to 246, but the Gamecocks won the game. You can say, I mean, the Gamecocks last year were outgained against Missouri 423 to 359, so you can say they're more mentally tough than Missouri, couldn't you?
Yeah, you can make that argument.
You can make the argument that the Gamecocks were, when they were outgained against, let me see what I'm saying. No, they outgained Louisiana Tech. But Louisiana Tech, they won by a point. Can you say South Carolina was more mentally tough than them?
Mm-hmm.
Than Tennessee, than Arkansas. I mean, Tennessee, what a disastrous looking game that was. A 15-9 game. It wasn't very pretty, but so can you say they're more mentally tough than Tennessee? I think you made the argument.
15-9. What a game.
It's a terrible game. I was in Boston watching that game. Vanderbilt.
You love Boston.
You won by 7. I hate Boston. Florida, you won by 8. I mean, you can say they're more mentally tough than those guys. You know why? Because they had better players than those guys. So it all starts with better players. Texted, I agree with the recruiting and feel Muschamp is heading in the right direction. Helinski and Pickens. I think you could build around Helinski. I think you could build around Pickens. I'm not sure, though, that there's enough in that recruiting right now. I mean, really, who? That's the next question I'd ask. Is who? 654 Roar. I hear he's recruiting better. But just show me, kind of tell me, like, who? I don't know. Texture said, so any ACC teams ranked nationally besides Clemson and Miami? Well, the national polls aren't out yet. So nobody's ranked right now.
Who do we think is going to be ranked?
Here's Phil Steele's magazine.
No.
You trust him?
Yeah.
Clemson number 2, Miami number 7. He has Florida State number 18. He has Boston College number 23. So four of the ACC teams ranked in there.
Just a quick question. Where does Phil Steele, or who does he have starting for Clemson this year?
Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, okay.
That's SEC, curious. He has Alabama at 1. He has Georgia at 5. He has Florida at 17. Auburn at 19. Mississippi State at 21. For the top 25 goes on that one. Texter also says Belk. Yeah, I think Belk can be a good player there. There's some work ethic things there, but I think he can be a good player there.
Pretty sure he's got the talent. There. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. I think we can kind of see some of that. Let's get this one. Dude, and this is a Gamecock trying to troll me on this. So Clemson loses to South Carolina. They just didn't play well. USC loses, and oh, the moment was too big for them, right? No one. I don't know how you deducted that, amigo. How did you deduct that? Nobody said that. If anything, the moment was too big for Clemson because they played better in South Carolina, and some of those games they just turned it over more. So I'd say the exact opposite of that. I said the moment was too big for Clemson in a couple of those Connor Shaw and Jadeveon Clowney moments, wouldn't you? Didn't look like the moment was too big for Clemson for you, for those?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say the exact opposite there, sport. Let's get this one. This is Josh in Powdersville. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to come back. Josh, hang on. Let me take a short break. We'll come back. We've only got about a minute. I want to jump into your questions. You've got several questions in one text. We'll get to that here in a second. Ohio State's fired their wide receiver coach. We'll tell you how and why. Clemson says goodbye to its greatest female athlete of all time, Barbara Kennedy Dixon. I have LeBron James Jr. news. We can get to that. A little baseball news. Look, Ryan Lochte is just an idiot. We'll tell you about him coming up here in a second as well. And more of the ACC football poll, more of your questions, your comments, and your text. My friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, I've got right now three people that I know that either have recently in the last week or so or in the next couple of upcoming weeks have a Carolina Flooring Specialist floor put in. High performance solid base epoxy that looks amazing. That's going to be absolutely incredible. You're going to absolutely love it. It's no obligation phone call. Get in touch with our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Tim Worley can come in and change your garage, add value to your home. Just it's going to pop. It's going to